Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
The news team you depend on has expanded our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Find the latest from Lebanon, Zionsville, and all throughout Boone County. BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest weather, sports, and news information with WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of North Central Indiana. Today will be sunny with a high near 70. Tonight will be clear with a low around 41. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 73. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County Daily News.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. It is the third quarter, and right now on the line we've got Coach Betzner of Carroll High School. Coach, heck of a win last night over a team that you had said previously was a game that a lot of your players had circled on the schedule from the very beginning. How'd it feel to come away with a win last night?
Yeah, kids played really, really well. Just really proud of them. Whenever you play Sheridan, you better strap it up because you know what's coming. So, no, I thought both teams just competed very, very hard, and it was a really fun game to watch and for the state, for the fans to be part of. So, yeah, it was a good night for us.
And it was the final score was 28-0. But watching the game last night and everything, I think the score was a little bit deceiving because there were multiple times where Sheridan was able to drive the ball deep into your territory, and kind of talk about how the defense performed last night, giving a goose egg to them, because there were moments where you weren't sure exactly what exactly was going to happen in terms of Sheridan's offense clicking in the end zone.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Defensively, it's just like everything in high school football. It's really hard for high school kids to do something really well 15 to 16 times in a row. So defensively, we talk about it all the time. Don't give up big plays. So I think the second series, they threw a pass, and we gave about 60 yards on a pass, which, you know, I'm proud of the kids. They, even though they got beat, they ran down and made the play. They didn't let them score. And then, you know, we kept them out of the end zone there. And then we had another similar situation where on the kickoff return, they returned it about the 30, and we did the same thing and stopped them there. And then the other ones were penalties. We had three pass interference penalties, which, you know, as a coach, sometimes you don't always agree with, but, you know, those things happen, and you got to deal with things. You got to, even if things don't go your way sometimes, you just got to deal with them. And the guys were really, I'm really proud of the way they dealt with things. So we went back, and I watched it a couple times last night. You know, defensively, we gave up literally nothing other than one big play and a bunch of penalties and one big run on kickoff return. So defensively, I think we might have played our best game all year. So that's a good one to end on.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your win. Your being an 8-0. This is 2 years in a row for your program. It says a lot for you and your kids and the seniors on the staff. Talk all about the seniors and their leadership to get you 16-0 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the big things we talked about when we first came was I didn't want to wait for a good class to be successful. you know, because, you know, in 1A football, you're going to have your ups and downs, and we realize that. But we wanted kids just to be ready. As when their number was called, they'd be ready to fill in those positions. And, you know, I give that all to the kids. They put themselves in position. Excuse me. I think the big thing is our leadership from our seniors every year has been really good, because a lot of those seniors, you got Case and Fellows, you got Mullins, Zen. There's just a number of those guys that didn't play a ton of football, you know, last year. But as seniors now, they're really good players. So if they would have stopped working as juniors and said, you know what, you know, I'm not playing as much as I want to, I'm going to pal, I'm not going to do anything in the offseason, I'll be a senior, I'll play anyway. None of those guys do that. So now they're ready just to pick up when the next group leaves, and they can continue to be successful. So I think when a program ends that, when the sophomores say, hey, you know, I'm not going to work it hard next year to be a junior, I might not get a lot of playing time. But they haven't done that, and that's why I think success has just been bred by leadership of our older kids and telling them, you got to work at it. You don't just get to walk in and be successful. You got to put time and effort into it. And then just our senior class has been phenomenal. Luke Tanner, we'll start with him. He's been starting as our quarterback for the last 3 years, and he's gotten better every year, but now he's getting better every game. You know, he ran the ball a couple times last night. He's really becoming a threat with running the ball, and that's a nightmare for, you know, I'm a defensive guy. So when you got to deal with a running quarterback that can throw and still got to deal with the other running backs, it just causes a whole new issue, and he's taken that on, and he's done a really nice job with that. So the offense has ran very smoothly through him this year, and I'm just really proud of the man he's really become. Corey Lytle, he's a kid every high school coach in the state of Indiana would love to have. He does everything the right way. He's a motivator, great leader, plays offense and defense. It never comes off the field unless we want to get him a break. He's a junior All-State kid a year ago, and he's just a really fun football player to have around. Just a really good kid, and really proud of him. Some of the other guys, I mean, it's a little bit nicer this year. We had 23 last year, so when we talk about 11, that makes it a little bit easier. But I'll hit on a couple more guys just to go through. But Levi Watkins, who's a junior All-State lineman last year, he's gotten to the point defensively you can't run at him. He's become really, really good defensively, and he's a junior All-State offensive lineman. So that tells you how good he is offensively. A year ago, he didn't play any defense. We didn't need him to play defense. And so as a senior, he's played defense, and now he's probably a better defensive player than he is offensive player. So, again, another kid that's thrown just as a freshman, you know, I didn't know if he was going to put the time and effort into it. You know, I didn't know how hard he wanted to work at it. And, man, he's really proven to everybody that he's going to put the time and effort in, and he's going to be a really good football player. Just a couple other guys. Owen Zinn, Carter Mullins, they've been two-way guys for us for a long time. They kind of flirt playing both ways. Mullins never comes off the field either. Dylan Wiles plays tackle for us. Case and Fellows has really developed. Again, he might be the best receiver in the conference, and he didn't play as a junior. And, again, I think we should keep reiterating that point that, hey, just because you're a junior not getting a lot of snaps doesn't mean you can't be a really, really good player, all-conference-type player as a senior if you work at it. James Forbes is a backup lineman, but he's a kid that it's one of my favorite stories. I had him in freshman world history, and he told me he read like 240 books that summer, something insane. And I was like, well, do you want to play football? You know, he's a nice, you know, big old kid, and do you want to try football? And he looked at me like, I don't know about that. But, you know, he became one of our strongest kids and put so much time and effort into it. So, again, Jimmy has been just a blast to have around. Just want to be part of the program, and it's been really, really interesting to have him.
Well, Coach, I know you don't like tooting your own horn, so I'm going to toot it for you, and that is the fact that the reason why kids come out and play for you is because they know they got an opportunity to. They know that if they work hard and practice hard and get on the varsity squad, in ball games where maybe it is a little lopsided, they've got a great opportunity of getting in and playing some varsity football, and that doesn't happen everywhere. It does happen at Carroll, and hats off to you, and that's what makes kids want to play. They get a chance to play. But I want to say, as we head into the sectional tournament, you're going to play Frontier. Your last three ball games, you've set a lot of tones. I mean, you've got two games where no one scored, and then your third game, they only given up 6 points coming in the last three ball games. You got to feel pretty comfortable. I wouldn't say comfortable. You got to feel pretty good about your kids and where you stand heading into a 8-0 Frontier team next week.
Yeah, this is the best. This is the best I've probably felt going into a postseason. And not because, you know, I think, you know, well, this is the best group we've ever had, you know, going into it, but they've clicked at the right time. They kind of were slow early to the middle, and now the last few games they're really clicking. And so, yeah, we're really excited. We feel like we can do a lot offensively. We're not limited just to the run game. We can throw the ball around a little bit. And Eli Falkenberg had a night last night. He caught his first pass last night. He's been playing soccer, and they won the sectionals in soccer, and they lost Wednesday. So now he's a full-time football guy. So we wanted to get him involved last night. So he did all the 7-on-7s with us this summer, and he's about 6'4", 6'5", and just a gazelle. He can catch anything. We throw 1-9 to him, scores a touchdown in his first catch of the year, and you know, you're probably going to be seeing a lot more of that. But, we have a lot of options, and again, defensively, it's hard to deal with everything we can do. And then Coach Hendricks just does such a good job. I mean, the amount of time that man spends on just figuring out stuff, and you know, all day on Saturday, I am so blessed to have this coaching staff I have. You know, it's easy to do things really right when you have all the guys under you that just work and you know the rule, just do their roles. And I think you know the players see. You know, the coaching staff, there's no egos. There's no pride. You know, we just want to get things done for our student-athletes. And when they see that, it's hard for them to have an ego. So our coaching staff, I have been just absolutely blessed with every man that is part of it and puts in the time and work all weekends and does things for the kids. So, but, yeah, we're really excited about the postseason.
And, Coach, if there was one play that stuck out to me last night, it would be the special teams, because I think special teams, especially in 1A football, can be very difficult to, you know, for a lot of teams to, you know, play well and everything like that. Speaking of Mr. Falkenberg, he not only can kick the ball a long way, but he had a tackle for a stop last night that not only sent your bench into hysterics to the point of them telling your guys to get off the field as quickly as possible, but it made me hurt in my office, and I wasn't anywhere close to it. Like, kind of talk about how special teams have really been a big thing for your team, and not just Mr. Falkenberg, who laid the smack down with a very good hit last night, a great tackle.
Yeah, this first year we've really had this. Jordan Dyer does all of our special teams, you know, works on our special teams, does it over the weekend, and, you know, we have a guy that's kind of assigned to each special team, but he kind of overall does it. Man, we've won some games. Momentum has happened during special teams. We hit that really, really hard. And then Eli kicking the ball, and then how athletic and physical he is to be able to run down and just hit people like you saw. He's a special athlete. I mean, just a really, really good young man, special athlete. And then on the other, we got another soccer kid, Jace Hollinger. I always say his last name incorrectly, but Hollinger. But
hey, you're talking to a guy with the last name Etherington, man. So I've had it pronounced every which way. And hang in there with that cough and everything. I think I'm up to about 20 on the cough drop count right now.
Oh man, it's bad. It's been bad about 3 weeks. But yeah, so he punts for us. So we steal a lot from the soccer kids, and I'm so thankful for, you know, their coach allowing them to do that. And last 2 years, they've been the guys that have, you know, build our special teams. So in 1A football, sometimes you got to go look some other places, because it's nice to get our guys off the field, and when they can specialize in something and just do that on practice, you know, during the practice, it really helps our special team.
We're speaking with Coach Blake Betzner of the third-ranked Carroll Cougars. Coach, you're getting ready to play another undefeated team, Frontier, at their place. Usually it's not a very good ride up that way. Talk about what you know about them and your this week's preparation.
Well, pretty frustrated this morning. I haven't got film yet, so that doesn't put you in a real good mood on Saturday morning when you can't get your stuff going the way you want to get it going. Yeah. So I haven't seen much of Frontier yet, so I'm hoping by the time I get off the phone call and we can get things rolling, that I'll know a little bit more about Frontier this morning. But, yeah, so I'm kind of up in the air still this morning, which isn't the best scenario, but we'll do what we need to do. But so, yeah, I know they've been 8-0. I know they played Prairie early, and they beat them by about 10 points. So very capable, it looks like, on paper, but I'm excited to kind of get into them and learn more about them as soon as I get some film.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. We wish you all the best of luck next week against Frontier. Knock those guys off and then get ready for week number two as you march towards what we hope will be a long run in the tournament in 1A in the IHSAA football program.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, we were talking to Coach Blake Betzner of the third-ranked Carroll Cougars. Come on back, fourth quarter. Prairie Coach Slicker in the house. You're listening to Inside the Huddle on 1570 96.9 and 102.7 Boone County. We'll be back in a minute.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winske Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winske Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskeBrothers.com. Winske Brothers, because size definitely matters.
We know to contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before every dig. But did you know spraying a white line around your digging area means utility flags will be placed only in that area? Fewer flags in the yard, easier mowing, everybody wins.
Except for my kid.
I don't want to mow the yard.
Contact Indiana 811 and white line before every project. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Back once again for the fourth quarter Inside the Huddle. Kyle Etherington along with Don Stock. And we are ready for Coach Kurt Slicker of the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Coach, ran into a team in Eastern that's kind of on the rise just a little bit. I think now that they've won 4 in a row and just a very, pretty talented ball club as of late. Kind of how you feeling this morning after getting a night's sleep and everything like that?
Well, I think you're correct on that. If you go back and look at the entire season, I think they're probably the most improved team in the conference. They're a skilled team. They're a strong team. And, you know, we weren't surprised by the level of ability they had last night. You know, they're physical up front. You know, if you really look at it carefully, they probably played Carroll as good as anybody has. I know Delphi played Carroll pretty good early, but, you know, Eastern gave them a nice game over there. I think most people are seeing how good that Carroll football team is. So, you know, it's always tough. You know, the senior night for them, you know, we didn't execute on a couple of things last night. Although I would tell you that we were close on several things last night, just maybe a step or two away And that's offensively. And then defensively, you know, we got them in some fourth downs several times. We just weren't quite able to get them off the field. So, you know, overall, anytime you lose, you know, everybody's going to have a negative feeling. But, you know, I think as we look at our football team and really we assess our entire season here, you know, we started the year off with a tough game at Frontier, and they've proven to be a pretty solid ball club right by not losing a game. We come back and we play Frankfurt. You know, the game gets delayed. Our kids battle through that. You know, we lose our quarterback in that game, and we're still able to find a way to win. We have a nice comeback against Clinton Central. You know, I really showed some heart by our kids that night. We go to Tri-Central, and, you know, they had a nice win last night, and that, you know, that turns out to be a nice road win for us. You know, Sheridan comes in, and, you know, we rewatched that game already just to kind of see where we're at. And, you know, I thought we made some good plays that night. We go to Delphi. You know, that game is right down to the wire, right one play away. We get a nice win over a Taylor team that, you know, proves to be, you check some of their scores, they've had some really good wins this year. And then these last 2 weeks, you know, are just kind of a gauntlet for us, you know, getting on the road and going to Carroll, then having to get on the road to go to Eastern is, you know, just been a difficult task for us. So, you know, the regular season is past. You know, I think our overall feeling is that we've definitely made some improvements as a team. We're still kind of a team that's evolving, and, you know, that's unique. You know, we're playing quite a few young kids in there. It's interesting. We're walking out last night. We got six or seven sophomores, right, that play a lot of football last night, and that's a lot of sophomores to play. And, you know, those kids are just, you know, they're giving it their all, and they've made some great plays for us this year. And, you know, so it's been a learning experience for them. And, you know, overall, you know, right now we're just trying to collect ourselves this morning, make sure, you know, we don't have any extra injuries. I think we maybe have one more, but I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to cost playing time. So, you know, we're getting healthier, hopefully, here heading into the sectional.
Coach, you make a very good point coming down your season and talking about it and the fact that the number of ball games that you were right there, but maybe at the end, a mistake either from either the coaching staff or maybe a player. Where do you think the direction needs to go to get over that hump? Is it a numbers? Is it more players? What's your challenge?
You know, I think everybody talks about getting over that hump, and you know, a lot of times it's, you know, it's the quality of your opponent. You know, the last couple of weeks they've been pretty solid, and you know, you go back before that, you know, we're a little shorthanded when we played Sheridan the first time. You know, I thought we played really well at Delphi that night defensively. I know the weather had some impact, but it also impacted our offense last night, or on that night. So, you know, I don't know if it's about getting over the hump. I think for us right now, it's been a battle of just trying to figure out who we are and what we can do well. And, you know, like last night, people don't realize this. We had two new offensive linemen play last night, right? We had two new starters in there last night. So, you know, they're nothing major, but it certainly impacted a couple of our plays last night. And, you know, anytime you're making switches like that, you know, you got a two new starters in on your O-line or something along those lines, it's going to have an impact on the game. And, you know, when you're playing a quality opponent, you know, so I think for us right now, we're coming back. You know, we get to play at home next week, even though we're the visitor. We will be considered the visitor, but Irvington Prep has no home field, could not find a field. So the game will actually be at Clinton Prairie next Friday night, even though we'll be considered the road team.
That's a blessing for you. You don't have to get no bus, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, you know, you always say, hey, good draw, bad draw. I always say home game. And as it turned out, right, we drew a road game. It's going to end up being a home game. So, yeah, you know, what a great draw for us.
Now, does that, not to look too far ahead and everything like that, but do you still, like, for example, if you were to win this week as the technically away team, would that make you the home team the following
my understanding is, right, we're more than willing to go on the road, more than willing to play anywhere. You know, we drew the road game, and I was told that they don't have a field. So, you know, we're the road team because we have a field. So I don't really know beyond that. I would assume that if we're considered the road team, then we would be considered the road team no matter what as it goes into the next week.
Sometimes it feels like when it comes to some of the requirements and the rules, it seems like you need a you need a law degree just to, you know, be able to open the book and everything on that. So that was one reason, one reason I wanted to ask that. But thank you for letting everybody know that it is going to be played at Clinton Prairie, though. That's an excellent draw, absolutely.
Well, you know, those things are out of our hand, right? We talked about that, I think, last week. You know, you control the controllables as much as you can. And so if that was the decision that was made, and I know that's the final decision, the game will be at Clinton Prairie. And, you know, we have to focus on winning next week, right, getting ourselves back in. And I, you know, told the boys last night, you know, we're trying to build some momentum here. And, you know, some of the things we did last night, I think, you know, are building momentum. Obviously, we gave up some big plays, and that hurt us last night. And a lot of that is their skill. You know, they're a pretty skilled team. We'd seen that on film, right? They had some big plays against Sheridan as well. So I give Coach Edwards credit. I think they have improved quite a bit since the beginning of the season.
Coach, you are playing Irvington Prep. Do you know anything about them? I don't even know where they're from.
Yeah, well, I know it's in Indianapolis. Not really, to be honest with you, not really right now. You know, we'll work it on them this weekend. We've tried to tell our team all year it's really about us and our improvement, you know, getting our mindset right. And, you know, we've battled through several things this year. It has been a fun season. I've enjoyed these kids very much. But every team, you know, unless you're having a perfect season, right, it's going to go through some ups and downs. I think if you looked around, a lot of the teams in the conference, right, have had some ups and downs this year outside of Carroll. You know, we could start with Eastern, right? They got off to a slow start. You know, you got to give Delphi credit. They've hung in there and had a pretty nice season. You know, Tri-Central, you know, they've had some tough breaks this year, but they've battled back. You know, Clinton Central's had some tough breaks as well. You know, it's a tough football conference, and, you know, no one's taking sympathy on you any week, right? I mean, you prepare, and there's a lot of good coaches in the league, and, you know, so you try to focus on your own team. I think we've done that, and, you know, we're going to continue to do that. You know, I think, you know, our quarterback situation, I would give both of our young quarterbacks, you know, a real high praise here this morning. I think that Gage Kuzmic's done very well for a sophomore, and considering he didn't do anything this summer. And I think Brady Allen coming back into the program this year has been outstanding. So, you know, I think both those boys have done a really nice job for us at quarterback. Probably better than expected if we'd asked me, you know, in June or July, you know, what I thought of their chances of playing. So I think we've adapted well to them. And, you know, we've had some, you know, the lineup that we projected in July has not won the one that has actually came to, you know, fruition. So, you know, overall, I think there's been some good adjustments. Our players have hung in there. You know, we were on fall break this week. I thought the kids did a great job coming in the mornings and practicing, and we're productive, and, you know, we're back to school Monday, so back into the normal routine this week.
Coach, everybody healthy? Do you have any major injuries outside of the your player who got injured at the Frankfurt game?
Yeah, you know, Elijah Edwards didn't play last night. He's been bothered by a foot, but I think we'll be able to get him back. You know, Hunter Haynes is bothered by a leg injury last night, so we held him out in the second half. Jarbo's got some bumps and bruises on him. You know, you get beat up pretty well in this conference. You know, Hunter Cooper's had some issues with his leg that has lingered. You know, Wyatt and Luke Harshbarger have been dealing with things. Alex King didn't really practice last week because of his back, but he was able to play. Certainly Gage, you know, he's anytime you come back from a surgery, you know, it's going to be a process of, you know, just getting healthy and getting strong again. So I know he's battled through that. So Caleb Kirshner last night, his hand is probably broke today, but, you know, hopefully we'll be able to cast that. Braxton Nails, his foot has been bothering him now since all the way back to Tri-Central. So, you know, it's just one of those things, right? You go through a season, you're going to have some bumps and bruises. And, you know, how you fight through this. Nick Ewing's been into the lineup, out of the lineup. You know, he's been fighting hard to get back in there. Nick made an outstanding catch last night on a deep ball that was, you know, very helpful play. Nick's had a great season for us, and we've been very pleased with Nick. Habinga, people don't even realize, right, he's one of our starting safeties. Didn't even play against Taylor. He was out with pneumonia that week, so we had lost him for a week. So, you know, there's been some adversity this year. Our kids have done a good job stepping in and helping out for each other. And, you know, that's really what it's all about, right, is you learn to persevere. You learn to, you know, sometimes things don't go your way, and you got to find the answer somehow just by hard work and sticking together. And, you know, I think we've been challenged with that. Obviously, the Jacobs injury early, right, shook the team up a little bit, but I thought we responded pretty well to that. You know, Kai has his boot off now, so, you know, it's just not magically, right? He's not back to 100% yet, but, you know, he practiced a couple days this week, so we're hoping to work him back into the lineup here up this upcoming week, and I think obviously he can give us a boost, you know, with his abilities to play on the field. We know that. And, you know, so overall, you know, for us, hopefully we can get back this week and, you know, get those guys in and get everybody healthy, and let's see what we can do coming into the tournament.
Well, this is a season now. I mean, other than you've gone through a preseason, I guess you could really say you try to win the conference. When that gets out of hand, now you're starting to get yourself ready for tournament action. Everybody, doesn't make a difference if you're 8-0 or 0-8. It's one and done now, and it's a whole new season. And I think that your kids, it sounds like to me, with all the beat-ups and bangs-up that you've gone through, that, you know, you've succeeded the test. Now you're getting ready to, you know, move forward in the tournament.
Well, you know, it is, you know, kind of what it is. When we went into this season, I don't think anybody really could have predicted a record. You know, and I told the team that before our first game, really don't know. I think we have a pretty solid football team here, you know, and I believe in our kids. And, you know, so it's worked out that, you know, we're 4-5 right now. Certainly, you know, we'd like to be 5-4. We'd like to be 6-3. You know, if everything would have bounced perfect for us, you could make a case we could have won a couple more games here and there. But you could have made a case also we could have easily lost another game or two in there. So, you know, it is what it is. Our record is 4-5. And, you know, none of that's really going to matter come Friday night. No one really looks at the records. They look at just who you're playing. And, you know, so I don't think Irvington's won a game, but that doesn't really matter come Friday night. You know, the team that comes out and executes the best is going to be the one that gets that. And after that, we'll just see. You know, I do think our sectional's open. You know, Tri-Central showed last night that they're certainly a threat in the sectional. Cloverdale's had a pretty nice season. They're a threat. You know, Sheridan's dealt with some injuries this year as well, right? They've moved a quarterback around here and there. So, you know, everybody's just trying to piece it together. And a team that's able to do that the best probably going to have the best shot here coming out in a couple weeks and, you know, with a trophy. And that's, you know, when the season started, you know, we didn't set the goal to win this or that. You know, we tried to win the week, and that's what we've tried to do every week. And, you know, sometimes not, even if you don't win on Friday night, it doesn't mean you don't win the week in terms of improving as a team. And, you know, so hopefully some of our improvements will show up here. I think they will. You know, I told the boys this morning that, you know, we were close last night, closer than what it looks, to good plays and then maybe stopping bad plays. And, you know, so we just got to correct those little minor things. And hopefully, you know, we can have a good week of practice. I'm sure we will. And maybe get some momentum going this Friday night.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of the week this coming week against Irvington Prep, and hopefully next week we're going to talk to you about the semifinal rounds and the sectional that the Gophers are playing in.
Well, 100% the goal, right, is we're winning now, right? It's no more about really improving. Now it is about winning, right? So the test is now, right? The tests start now. That's what I always say. Like it's like a college class, right? You go here, you have a little test here, a little test here, and now you're ready for your final exams. And so that's where we're at right now. We start next Friday night at home with Irvington Prep, and we'll go from there.
Where are you going to be at next week?
Next week, we are going to be heading up to Frontier for the matchup with Carroll, but we're going to be trying to have as much of an eye on every single person's scores as much as possible. So next week is playoff time, baby. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this in the fall, and we're very much looking forward to hopefully being inside of a press box, especially if the weather last night was any indication of what we're going to experience in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming in tonight or this afternoon or even this morning, however you want to talk about it. We appreciate you coming in and giving us time out. I know that you on Saturday start getting yourself prepared and looking at films for the following week, so thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for all your support. We'd like to shout out to our girls volleyball team today and wish them the best in their sectional action.
All right, that pretty much wraps it up. We thank you for listening to Inside the Huddle. Next week, I'm sure we'll be talking to the four coaches again, talking about sectional play, and hopefully four wins here as in with our teams on Inside the Huddle. Inside the Huddle brought to you in part on 102.7, 1570 AM, and 96.9 FM on WILO. Until next week.